Good morning.
Well, we're delighted to have those of you dads who are here and delighted to have everyone else. This is God's house. This is the house he's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen.
Our text today involves various verses, and normally I would ask you to take out your Bible or the Bible in front of you to follow along, but each verse is so short that I honestly believe that by the time you found it, we would have gone on past it. But listen to these verses as I read them, and may God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of his word. You know, many sermons on Father's Day discuss the topic, what are the attributes of a good father? And that's an excellent sermon to preach. However, today I wish us to take a little different approach for our message on this Father's Day. Today I want us to discuss steps to being a good father. For not only do we need to know the attributes of a good father, thoughtfulness, strength, love, kindness, etc., we also must determine what steps we need to take to be a good father. And although this is a Father's Day message, I think it's applicable to everyone, so I hope you moms and grandmothers and granddads and future moms and dads will listen as we go through a sermon today. To be a good father, love your wife. Fathers, your children obviously observe how you treat their mother or their stepmother. And as they watch, they learn and form their concept of what is a good marriage from your very conduct. You are creating a blueprint for the future marriages of your children. If your son sees you disrespect your wife, he will carry that behavior into his marriage. If you verbally, physically, or mentally abuse your wife, your daughter will expect the same in her marriage. If you treat your wife as if she is not worth very much, then you are degrading home and family and marriage. And again, this will affect the home, family, and marriages of your children. If your children observe you showing love and respect to their mother, then your son will learn the attributes it takes to be a good father and a good husband. If you honor your wife, your daughter will never be satisfied with a husband who does not honor her. If you cherish your wife as a valuable part of your life and the lives of your children, they will carry that model with them for the rest of their lives. To be a good father, do not expect perfect children. If any of you are still expecting perfect children, let me right now, no matter how old they are, or they aren't even born yet, you're not going to get that. Just as though there are no perfect fathers, there are no perfect children. Colossians 3:21, we read, "Fathers, do not embitter or belittle your children, or they will become discouraged." Don't expect your children to meet all of your expectations. Don't expect them to fulfill your desires for their life. Don't expect your children to be what you want them to be. Too many fathers want to live out their lives in the lives of their children. They want their sons to be the football, baseball, or basketball players that they never were. They want their daughters to marry into money and success, which they never achieved. You know, it's natural for children to make mistakes, to accidentally spill their milk, to accidentally break something, to show and show and express anger, but accept them and love them just as they are, whether or not they are clumsy or athletic, scatterbrained or brainy, whether or not they're shy or a motor mouth, or whether they're very sophisticated or they act goofy. To be a good father, enjoy your children. Psalms 127:3 reads, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward." Children are given to us to enjoy, not something to be a burden, not someone to ignore, not someone to avoid. And in order to be with your children, in order to enjoy your children, you need to be with your children, to have fun with them, and to share your life with them. You know, I'm not a big fan of the saying, the quality of time is more important than the quantity of time. The quantity of time tells your children how much you care for them. It lets them know how important they are to you, that they are not just another appointment on your schedule, not an interruption to their busy day or just an afterthought. Enjoy being a father. Make sure your children enjoy having you as a part of their life, having you as their father. Take the kids to fun things. Play fun games with them. Laugh and play and make fun memories as a dad that they will remember in years to come. To be a good father, listen to your children. In Proverbs 1:5, we read, "Let the wise listen and add to their understanding and learning." Give children individual attention, not with one eye on the TV and one eye on them. When your children have a problem, when they're sad, when they're lonely, they don't need a video game or to watch a cartoon or to talk to their best friend's dad. They need you. Be available to them. Listen to them. To be a good father, provide for your children. In 1 Timothy, the 5th verse, chapter 8, we read, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Fathers, you cannot be a good father and not provide for your children. Now, I'm not advocating that you give your children everything you want. To do so is detrimental to them and to you. We all know, I think, even though we may not act like it, that today's society has produced a generation of parents who have robbed their children of the blessing of wanting, working, and waiting for material things. We give our children instant gratification. We have spoiled them. And unfortunately, such conduct is a result of the guilt we feel for not being the father we ought to be. But providing for your children by giving them too much is just as bad as not providing for them by giving them too little. Many of you, we could go down the row, and just about all of you who are my age would tell you young people, you know, we didn't get gifts in June and October and March. And, you know, you had one special gift you asked for at Christmas, and you may get that, and the rest of the gifts were clothes and other essentials that you needed. But you didn't get an Xbox and a video game and all this just because you walked into Target and Walmart with mom and dad and wanted it. So let's don't deprive them of knowing what it means to have to wait for and to want and to work for material things. To be a good father, train your children. Paul tells us in his letter to the church at Ephesus in chapter 6, verse 4, "Fathers, do not exasperate or irritate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. We must teach our children to respect authority at home. If not, they won't respect authority at school and when they go out into the world. We need to teach them there are boundaries, there are rules, there are regulations, there are lines that you do not cross. And if you don't know it yet, and I'm sure you all do, that your children are going to test you. They're going to find out what's the limit, how far they can go, how far they can push you. And every time you back down from a godly instruction that you've given them, the line is drawn further and further and further away from God's standards. And if you're not careful, you will be in submission to your children. They will be the ones in authority. They will tell you what they are going to do. They will tell you what you're going to do. So train your children to respect authority, because you need to earn their respect. You need to be consistent in dealing with them. You need to discipline them with love, because if you don't, then they will never respect God's authority in their lives. To be a good father, pray for yourself. 1 Chronicles 6:11, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. We do not have all the answers as fathers to our children's questions. We cannot solve all their problems. We do not have all the wisdom and love and patience that we need to be the father we ought to be. But we have help. A direct line to God to ask Him to give us the skills that will help us be the best parent, the best father that we can be. Also, to be a good father, pray for your children. In Psalm 55:17, David said, every morning, evening, and noon, I cry out in distress, and God hears my voice. We cannot be with our children all the time, but God can. We cannot protect them wherever they go, but God can. We can teach them right from wrong, but we are not always there when their morals are being tested, but God is. So pray for your children. Lift them up to God. As parents, I said, we are not perfect. As fathers, we are not perfect. We make mistakes. If we had to do it over again, we would change some of the things. We probably did the best we could do, or are doing the best we could do. We're doing what we think is right. And now pray that God will take your well-intended efforts at being a father and use them to bring your children into His loving arms. To be a good father, be a positive role model. Proverbs 22:6, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Whether we like it or not, whether we mean to or not, we are role models for our children. As fathers, they look to us as well as their mom, but we are role models. And whether we know it or not, and whether we intended to or not, we influence the lives of our children and our grandchildren by how we live. So be a positive role model. To be a good father, prepare your children for eternity. Proverbs 23:24, the father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. You are preparing your children to leave home. From day one, whether you realize it or not, that's basically what you're doing. Someday they'll take what they have learned from you and begin to apply it in the real world. And you have only about 18 years to complete this training. And I tell you this, if you have not spent that time in preparing your children for eternity, then you have failed as a father. That is the most important task that you can perform. The most important step you can take as a father is to prepare your children for eternity. You can't choose what eternal path they will take, but you can choose whether to show them the way to heaven or to just ignore their spiritual destiny and let them flounder on their own and hopefully find the right way. But remember that you can have a godly influence on the path that they take. These steps that we've talked about, every one of you know, men and women and young people, it's nothing new. But I thought if we reviewed them today, it would help us to, one, refresh our memory on the steps we need to take to be good fathers and good parents. And we would say, oh yeah, I'm doing that. Or, hey, I haven't done that in a while. I haven't prayed for my child in a while. I haven't listened to my child as I should the last 2 or 3 months. So just reflect on those. Being a good father is not an easy task, but it is not an impossible one either. It requires hard work, hard praying, and making hard decisions. You cannot do it alone. God doesn't expect you to do it alone. He doesn't even desire that you do it alone. So don't leave God out of your adventure of fatherhood. Invite Him to come along. And I think you'll be glad you did. You know, I thought about this morning, I didn't have this in my notes, but I saw a sign the other day that I thought was applicable to being a parent and to being a father, or just to being and living in this earth. It said, if God is your co-pilot, change seats. We need God to be in charge. We need God to be the pilot. We need Him to guide us. We need Him to show us what we need to do to raise sons and daughters, to be prepared for eternity, to be productive citizens while here on this planet, and to carry about the Great Commission of teaching others about Jesus. And we invite you to come along with us as we go through this journey of being parents, of being grandparents, of being aunts and uncles, and just living. We invite you to come and accept God as your pilot today, to invite Him into your life, to confess your sins to Him, to say, Lord, I accept your gift of salvation, and I want to live my life with you as my guide.